Thank you guys so much for coming out tonight. That was beautiful. Just hearing the voices sing, such a gift. So thank you guys for singing out. It's awesome. It's awesome to be able to do that in a community. Tonight's membership meeting is, it's going to be epic. I don't want to set the bar too high, but it's going to be pretty sweet. The first thing that I want to call attention to is on your tables, you'll see this member meeting half sheet. We are not going to go over the information that's on the back side of that, although it is extremely important information. It has everything to do with staff, attendance numbers, finances, things like that. And normally we'd spend some time on that. But rather than spending time, we figured you could take that and read it for those of you who are interested. So there you go. And if you want, if it gets really boring, you can just read it during the meeting tonight. So October 6, 2002. Is when Trinity started. So Trinity is 15 years old. Yeah, absolutely. And so happy birthday, everybody. It's a tough crowd tonight. Happy birthday. Many of you are new and you don't know the history. You don't know you haven't been around that long. Even if you've been here since we've been in this building, there's a history that goes on, and it's kind of neat to think about that. At what point does a church plant cease to be a plant, or a church plant rather than what it's called? I guess that happens maybe around the 10-year mark or so, but we're 15. I have a 15-year-old and my 15-year-old has his learner's permit. So we kind of have our learner's permit now ministry wise. And that's exciting to see where we might actually go when mom and dad give us the car. So Trinity planted, we're going to give you a brief history here. Trinity planted out of the Atlanta Vineyard from an evening service, a Sunday evening young adult service called Vineyard Sunday Night, VSN. And that started in 1998. It's a really washed out picture, but I'm in there. Chris is in there. Matt's in there. Our wives are in there. Shane, who was playing guitar, is up there. And by the way, Shane has been here from the beginning. And this is his first ever member meeting. So let's give it up for Shane. And his wife, Kelly. He's got to throw her under the bus as well. No, we started with this kind of leadership team, and we were a little directionless, but we knew that God had lit a fire in us to do ministry in the context of the city of Atlanta. And so we asked to be sent out in October 6, 2002. This is back at the Atlanta Vineyard where we were doing our evening services. Ben's going to scroll through some of these pictures. I'm not going to comment on all of them, but we definitely had baby faces back then for sure. When we first planted, this is on 14th Street and State Street. It is now called, I think it's Relapse Theater. It was a Church of God church, and because we were a Sunday evening service, they were allowing us to rent the facility on Sunday evenings. So from 2002 to 2003, this was our home, 6 p.m. Sunday evenings. It was pretty spectacular. It was very much a lot of white judges panels and wainscoting. It was not our vibe or ethos. It wasn't very cool, which kind of now means that it probably would be really cool. But we stayed there for a year. And outgrew the space. We outgrew the kids' space because we were starting to birth babies. We outgrew the space, and I think we outgrew our lease as well. So all of you staff members back there, if I'm giving wrong information, just nod your head in either direction. So I did not put this slideshow together. I'm going to be honest about that. I did not put this together. Ben, move on, please. So we began looking for new space. Where can we have space where we can do morning meetings? That's Chris and Maddie with a pinata. So we found this building over off Ellsworth, right up the street, and it looked just like this and like that. It was awful. And we said, that's the perfect place to plant a church. So we leased this building, started renovating this building. And it was such a godsend. It was such a blessing. When we planted this church, we hit a vacuum on this side of town. There were not a lot of churches in this area. And so what we realized is we were growing quickly. So people needed a church to come to. So they started coming to this little building. And in this building, the sanctuary sat about 180, 190 chairs, I believe. Is that right, Matt? And I'm giving the thumbs up. And so we in this building grew to 5 services. And there's little baby Matt holding baby Anna. And if you look in the back, he's holding a baby. Again, he's the baby whisperer. So, but we were babies having babies and outgrowing all of this space. And I don't know how many pictures you've got left here. There's the sanctuary. We used to have proms. We would hold proms and all kinds of stuff. We were fun back then, back in the olden days. But we grew in numbers, we grew in kids, we grew in services, and so we needed to find not only a larger home, but our heart's desire was to find a home where we could be permanent, not lease, but to actually buy. And so as we began looking, we found this building in 2007, began renovating it, and had our first services here, I believe, in August of 2008. And so we, this is what it looked like before we painted it. That's painting. This building has been such a blessing because it's allowed us to not just have to keep our eyes on growing numbers and the growing number of children, but we've been able to actually look at the vision. What has God called us to do here in the city? How do we not just grow wide, but can we grow deep? Can we actually find out what it means to be a people, a community that's influencing the city around us? And so some of this information is just kind of fun and nostalgic because it's our 15th birthday, but some of it... Oh, yeah. We also became Anglicans in this building. We planted as a vineyard, so we became Anglicans. If you aren't familiar with that story, that means you became a member and you skipped one of the essential meetings you should have been at. So, but I'm not going to shame you. In 2014, we had the privilege and honor of also planting the Eastside Parish. How many Eastside attenders are here? If you can raise your hand. That's awesome. That is awesome. No, that deserves a better round of applause than that. So here's the, for you Eastsiders, you know what this is, but for you Westsiders, this is the Eastside location over there. It is a fantastic space, and we've been able to build it out. I think there's some renovation pictures in here as well, because we wanted to take the influence, the mission that God's given us, and see what would it look like spread across the city, not just here on the west side, but take it to the east side. Take it as far as we feel like the Lord's giving us permission to take it. And so as we look forward, as we look out on the horizon about what does life look like at Trinity going forward, we just want you to know that you're a part of a story that's been going on for at least 15 years. And it's our prayer that God will continue to lead and guide us and give us wisdom as we steward this thing called Trinity. So, yeah, happy birthday, Trinity.